We have this in Pasha, the union of the eagle, and we find something very interesting, that the chet of the eagle is shining mutras of what exactly was the chet. Each one was on Shita. Klai Yisrael was looking for an intermediary. I thought Moshe Rabbeinu was dead. There's a famous shmuz here from Chayesh Levitz on the parashat. It's good to see it. He speaks about the confusion that Klai Yisrael was in. The Sultan made a picture that Moshe Rabbeinu was dead already. The whole world was in a tumult. What the chet of the eagle was, the Rishonim said, big Torahs, and it required over here a very edle judgment call on Klal Yisrael to be able to figure out the Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't dead, to be able to understand that there's a hashkofa shayel over here. It wasn't a sub. He told about people who just were Kabbal Torah, who said Nasiv Nishma. We're not talking about some guy who went to shoot. You have a picture, the eagle. They went to shoot pool in some bar. It's not like that. You're talking about the Dor Deya, people said Nasa Lishma, they saw Mount Torah. So we're talking about some sort of mistake, and the Sultan put on, we've spoken about it other times, I don't want to speak about it now, the Sultan put on a whole production. Moshe Rabbeinu Arenish, and Moshe Rabbeinu was floating in the air. The whole world was in a tumult. There was a mistake here. We're showing a mutras of what was the mistake in Hashkafa. We're talking about very high Zachin. And there was a big nisayon which required a tremendous judgment call. They made a mistake. A mistake that we pay for ad hayom. Big mistake. But we find in Parshas Dvarim, Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Dvarim, and a Gemara in Brachas, who say a different pshat in the Chet Egel. Eila advar ma shadiba Moshe akoy yisol ve'eva yadim amidva barava malsuf be'enpar me'tevuk v'lova chatez yizov. Every word in the pasuk Rashi brings down in the beginning of Dvarim was Musar. It says Rashi v'dizov hoichichon ala ego. That was the Musar on the ego. Sha'asu b'shvil roiv zov sha'ayelahem. They made the ego because they had a lot of zov. What does it mean they had a lot of zov? A lot of gold. They didn't know what to do with the gold, so they, instead of putting it into a safe in the bank, they made an ego. So Rashi doesn't explain what does it mean they had a lot of zav. He reads a pasuk, "Hashem v'kesef v'beisiv lo v'zav also labal." Say it, what's the pshat? So the Gemara brachas. Gemara brachas expands in the Flamed Beis. May v'di zav amid be'arbiyane kach om moishel f'nei akodes brochu ribonei shalelum v'shal kesef v'zav she'espata lehem liyisrael at she'omru dai or di who garam she'also se'egol. Moshe Rabbeinu came with a tiny Takaras Baruch Hu Gor, it's his fault that Klal Yisrael sinned. Because you gave them so much gold. Amid Rabbianai, Ein Ari Noyim Mitech Kuba Shotev Mitech Kuba Shabasa. The lion, when does he start to do damage after he had a good meal of basa? Amid Rabbeishi a Moshal. And what brings two Mashalim? Listen to the Mashalim. Moshal Adam Shahisa Le Par Khusha. A guy had a Shvacha Par. Eidala Klainchik a Par, a weakling. Ubala Zevorim, Echila Karshinan, he started to feed it fancy food. Haysim Avatis boy, what was the first thing he did after the parah got healthy? He gave him a kick. Amrula mi garam lacha shetem Avatis, who caused you the kick? Ella Karshina Shechalticha, I'm the one who caused you, I fed you good food, you became a gavra, he started to kick. Amr b'chiba rabbi rabbi yechanan, a different muscle, I want to speak about this muscle. Muscle Adam Echad, Shahayla Ben, a guy had a son, Hirchitzai, he washed him, sachoi, smeared him up, vechiloi, gave him food, vishkeyu, gave him the drink, vitoloi, kiss al tzavoroi, gave him a credit card. Vashivoi, a pesach shal zaynis, he let him go to the street, pesach shal zaynis. No, says the Gemara, you take a guy, you dress him up, make him all fancy schmancy, buy him a silk tie, $50, fancy shoes with points, there's a new thing with points, these other things, with the pointy shoes, what? Is it only Eretz Yisrael or is it America also? It's America also, the guys look like witches. Pointy shoes are dangerous, yeah? I get scared. I walk across the street over when I see somebody with pointy shoes. They have a yeshiva, so the guy gets all dressed up, and not only that, the father gives him a credit card. Yeshiva al Pesach shel Zaynus. Puts him on the doorway of Zaynus. Then afterwards he complains, Mayasa ben v'leyachta. He says afterwards, oh, my son's at risk, he's in trouble. No, what he wanted to do exactly? You gave him a credit card, you sent him to Avenue J, and you told him to have a good time, and then he doesn't come back, Nebuch. Mayasa ben v'leyachta. State, what do you want from the kid? That's the situation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said, that was the matzav of Klal Yisrael. You're asking me why they did the egg? Well, but these are, you gave him too much gold. You gave them gold. It's a muscle to a guy who put his kids, spits them up, put them out in the street, gave him a credit card, put him up, Pesach Shazayin is Mayasa Ben Valiach. State a number of very important zachen which are negate our whole life. Mamash for the rest of your lives. Two nekudas which I want to stress. One is, state on the Gemara and Baruch is over here something shocking. Alei state that the Chet HaEgel was a philosophical hashkofa deke aveira. Each Rishon what they said. And here the Gemara and Baruch says that, I mean, it was Mayasa Bevelei Echta. The father dressed him up, gave him a lot of gold. He got into, they became a Gushim Dik, whatever it is. It's first of all, Mayin Yishmita Etzah HaSinai. We're talking about Hashkofa Shaila. We're talking about Shaila, Moshe Rabbeinu came down late, and they thought Moshe Rabbeinu died. The Rishon didn't speak out. They were looking for a new manik. They didn't make the eagle. They threw the gold in. The eagle came out. We're talking about Eicha Zachin. Mayin Yishmita Etzah HaSinai. Besides the fact that I don't see the big taiva in the eagle, what's the question about the Gemara Brachos? What do you mean? That because they had a lot of gold, so they came to a darg of Mayasa ben v'leyechto, and made what? But we're not talking about an aveira of taiva. The eagle wasn't an aveira that started with taiva. We're talking about a hashkafa mistake. And it was a mistake that was based on a confusion, that was based on something. What's the pshat on that? Is shteita, first of all, a neyre dikazach. State that when a person has to make decisions in his life, hashkofa shayla, shaylos of emuna, shaylos of a derech, shaylos which are edel shaylos, shaylos of right and wrong, and a person's in a confusion. Chaim Shalev brings down the Chazal over here. The whole world was gray, and the sun made a whole tumult in the world. Moshe Rabbeinu's aura is floating in the air. It looks like it's a big confusion. Not much the way the world looks today. Confusion. Or v'choshech v'shtamshim b'avuvia. Nobody's also doing it. And you have to make a call. You have to go make a decision. We're going with the Rebbe Baruch Hu, we're going with the Eagle, and it involves big hashkofa, musa tekashaylas, which the Yishayim poured tons of ink on to explain what was going through the minds of Klai Yisrael when they went and did it. Shteta, that a person who's sitting v'dizov, when you have too much gold in your pocket, what that means is that you're connected to Gashmias. Shteta, that your judgment's clouded. That's one thing. Shteta adovaner. Shteta that hagam, that there's no direct connection. There's no direct connection between the fact that you have a lot of gold to making a hashkofa mistake of who's going to lead Klal Yisrael, Mayin Yishmita Etzah HaSinai. Why can't a guy who's driving a Lexus, who has a Dizov, who's going to Jamaica for Pesach, why can't he decide who's the Gedalim? Why can't he decide things in Klal Yisrael? Why not? Mayin Yishmita Etzah HaSinai, because he has money. Shteta nishtasev. Shteta that a guy who's sitting with the Dizov, Shteta that a guy who's sitting with the Dizov, Shteta that there is a connection. Your head's clouded. Shteta, no, Chazal, we're talking about Chazal. We're not talking about a member from a mashgiach from 50 years ago. Chazal say that it's like you're sitting on Pischa Shel Zaynus. It means, it's like a guy who's sitting, take the Chazal, Kipshuta. You take this guy, he's all dressed up, puts the grease, the gel in his hair, right? As he says, Sochoy, smeared. But they smeared the gel. Yeah, and he has his hair standing up like this, a fancy tie, pink shirt, convertible, three credit cards just in case they don't accept. And he's standing in Pesach Shel Zaynus. Go ask the guy, Edel Shail and Hashkofa, Machalikas between the Mary Nevuchim and Rabbi Yehuda Levi about what's exactly with Avodah Zarah or not, right? He has a head for it. Chazal are saying that when Klal Yisrael had dissolved, they had too much money in their pockets, that's how they looked. Their head was clouded. They couldn't think properly. They couldn't think properly. They couldn't make clear decisions. They couldn't decide anything. Shteita nochazach. Something very scary. Shteita that there's a darg of mayasa navaleyachta. Shteita, not only is your decision making process cloudy, of a shteita that there's no chance you're going to make a right decision. Moshe Rabbeinu came to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, says, what do you expect for them? Moshe Rabbeinu came with times to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What do you think there's a chance? They're oimus. There's no chance they're going to make the right decision. Not only is it a sibah that they're not going to make the right decision, there's no chance they're going to make the right decision. What do you want from money? So you fill them up with money, you fill them up with gold and silver. They have all these donkeys carrying all the gold and silver from Mitzrayim, and you expect them to make an edel decision? They're standing on Pesach Shosinus. Now, Klal Yisrael wasn't standing on Pesach Shosinus. They have to Mount Torah. All they had was the gold. And Moshe Rabbeinu said that Klapi the Darg of Klal Yisrael at that point, the V'dizov, brought them to a Darg of, like the kid who's standing Pesach Shosinus, where there's no chance that they're going to be able to make a right decision. Their head's completely clouded. There's no chance. What could he do? It's hopeless. How could he make a decision like that? Rabbi Yeruchim in Dvarim speaks about a third topic, which I'm not speaking about today. He speaks about how, in general, most averus and most mistakes that a person makes is usually rooted in a hagdama way back when. You see over here that there's a process, we think that the chet of the eagle started at the eagle. The Torah is in Megal, the chet of the eagle started way before the eagle. He brings tens of mishalim to support his thing. It's a very interesting thing in the beginning of Parashat Torah in Rabbi Yochanan the Chumash. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about two nekudas. I'm talking about the nekudas that it says over here, that a person who's rooted in too much gold, and a person who has too much Olam Haza, he can make an ego. He can make an ego. And he has all the right intentions, and he has all the right hashkafas, and he's 100% he's correct. He sees a Reinish HaMoshe in front of him. And he sees a storm, and he's looking at his clock, Moshe Rabbeinu's late. Is I always spoke about this Gemara in the past, and I want to talk about it from a different angle. I always used to say, what do they want from the guy? A Reinish HaMoshe floating in the air, Moshe Rabbeinu came down late, the whole world's a tumult. Is there a suffix in the world that Moshe Rabbeinu is dead? Shteita, that yeah, we're expecting you to make the right decisions. But one thing, Shteita, there's no chance you're going to make the right decisions in the Zan Matziv if your pocket's full of cash, if you're sitting in Olam Haza. There's no chance. It doesn't say, by the way, that a person not have any Elam Hazar at all. For those who are getting nervous and you come ask me afterwards, should you have dessert on Shabbos? You can have dessert. We're talking about Pischa Shal Zainas, you hear? Safa, your Chitza, your Neda, with the credit cards. And then afterwards, you're asked to make a decision which is Ruchnius. An Eidl decision, a complicated decision, where there's a Reinish Shal Yosef. There's no chance you can make the right decision. That means that a person who's sitting, each one in his own matzav, the Pesach Shalzainus, each person who's sitting in a matzav of a dizov, he can go through his whole life, if he doesn't fix that this hakdama, he can go through his whole life, make tens and hundreds of rukhmiya sticker decisions, hashkafa decisions, and they're all wrong, and they're all mistaken. And every one of the decisions is wrong. Because the hagdam of Vedizov of Hashiva and Apisach Shal Zayin is he never fixed. And because he never fixed it, he never had a chance to make the right decision. And the guy's convinced 1,000,000% he made the right decision. The people by the Ego, the Yidin, were convinced 1,000,000% they made the right decision. Otherwise they wouldn't have done it. We're talking about the Dor Deya, the Mekabla HaTorah. They were convinced 1,000,000% before they went ahead and made an Ego and go made another option of Moshe Rabbeinu. You can be sure they were 1,000,000% convinced they were doing the right thing. And they were 1,000,000% wrong, and they brought a Chorban to the world because their judgment was clouded because they were plugged into Elam Hazar. They were sitting on Pesach Shosinus on their Darga. On their Darga, they had too much gold, there was too much Elam Hazar, they weren't able to make Ruchnius Dikud decisions. It's very, very, very scary. And that applies, say, to decisions that you make yourself, and that applies to advice that you take from other people. You can take advice from somebody else, but with the person's of a dissolve, Nick, and the advice is worthless. Because it's clouded by the gold, which is blocking his vision. He can't see. He's sitting on Pesach Shazonis. And that's why the Musig of Das Torah, where people go down to Bnei Brak to ask, what's the reason, by the way? Because there's nothing there. There's no vidizov. There's no zov, there's no kesef, there's no nechashis, there's no wood, there's no furniture, there's no chairs, there's no tables, there's nothing. Garnished. If you haven't been there. There's nothing there. There's the only chance where you'll get episode right answer. But b'makom, where a person sitting in vidizov, as much as a person sitting in an overload of Olam Hazeh, it's a shocking zach. People say opinions and people give advice and people say go ahead, go there. It's all nothing. It's all egel hazov. It's all garnished. It has no meaning b'chal. Because it's a gather of mayasa navel echta. And it be'ikr applies to ourselves. That calls ma, we're not mesakin da hakdoma. Add to it the fact that we live in a tkufa today that the confusion that Klai Yisrael had before the Egel was a yontif compared to the confusion that we live in today. We look at them as a gefelach, confusion they were in, or in. The confusion we're in is a trillion times more, and the darkness that we live in is a trillion times more. Nobody knows whether they're coming or going. Nobody knows whether they're coming or going. Everyone's just running around like flies, bumping into each other. And we're trying extra hoop to figure out what to do and where to go and what to do and how to do it. I'm wrong. But that's how the door looks. We're completely lost. Choshech Echa says complete darkness. And the first tanai in such a confusion, in such a matziv, is to fix this nekuda as much as we're able to, without extremism, without making yourself crazy, but as much as you're able to, then a person is plugged in to a metzias of ruchnias, and his decisions have meaning. Otherwise, they have no meaning at all.